Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Musically Inclined on Phone Fantasy Radio. I am your hostess, once again, Miss La Crush Hearts, and we are definitely ready to get into a night of great music and awesome conversations. My line is open. Give me a call at 805-830-8320. Press that 1. Once again, that's 805-830-8320. You can also hit me up on Twitter at Phone Fan Radio, and I'm also on Facebook chat right now under La Crush Hearts. Or hit the fan page, WRPF Radio, Facebook.com, Phone Fantasy Radio on there. Send us a message. If you have a comment or any of those things, you know, the chat room is wide open on blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. We are in here. We are ready to go. I'm feeling nice right now. It's Monday, beginning of the new week. Actually, it's the last the last week of September. Like, next Monday is the last day of September, so we are already at the halfway mark. At the halfway mark of starting winter. Anyway, folks, I'm not going to hold us up. I'm going to go ahead and start playing some music, and we're going to come back and start our conversation, and be patient with me.
Oh,
guess it's funnier from where you're standing. Cause from over here I miss the joke. Clear the way for my crash landing. I've done it again. Another number for your nose. I'd be smiling if I wasn't so desperate. I'd be patient if I had the time. I could stop and answer all of your questions as soon as I find out how I can move from the back of the line. I'll be your clown behind the glass. Go ahead and laugh, cause it's fun. I would do if I thought. I'll be your clown on your favorite channel. The money was just rolling in. If I had more than my ambition, I'll have time for please, I'll have time for thank you as soon as I win. I'll be your clown behind the glass. Go ahead and laugh, cause it's fun. Your favorite channel.
Welcome back to Musically Inclined. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts, and that was awesome. Two songs that I like very right now is in my playlist. Hola. Really, that's basically what I uploaded tonight. Real smooth, nice and easy music. No hip hop tonight. We're just gonna keep it nice and mellowed out. So how was your weekend? My weekend was laid back. I enjoyed my weekend, bringing to the fall season. Not much happening. I was able to get my nails done and just enjoying myself. We had an awesome show on Wednesday night and Tuesday of last week. Wednesday, we started talking about the nice topic with my homegirl Trinity Blake, co-host of Swing and State of Mind Radio with me. We started talking about virtual relationships, which is for tonight's topic, because I said I was in a virtual relationship. I've met this man before, but, you know, we do most of our communicating virtually, online, via Facebook Messenger, and such. I don't really text his phone. He don't really text mine. We don't really talk on the phone. We mostly just Facebook Messenger. He talks to me, I talk to him, and it's more than just sex. We talk about everything. So it's not like I'm just sexting with this guy and throwing naked stuff out there. Yeah, we talk about that too, but we talk about everything. If something's on my mind, I'll throw it at him. If something on his mind, hopefully he'll throw it at me. And, you know, I was playing with him during one of our conversations online, and I was like, you know, you're like my virtual boyfriend. You're like everything I'm not getting at home. And I said that, you know, laugh out loud afterwards, because I was joking. I was laughing to myself. And he said, well, I'm serious. And I was like, well, what do you mean? He's like, oh, no, I'm lying. He said, I don't treat him like a boyfriend. And I was like, laugh out loud, whatever, you know, because I know he has a woman. Talked about her, talked about his past relationships and stuff. So he just laughed out loud. And he was like, well, you know, I'm serious. What you think? I want you to be my girlfriend number two. And I'm like, what? What is that? You know, and it was cute. It was cute for the most part. Laughed at it. Hee hee ha ha. Wasn't going to take it seriously and nothing like that. But, you know, I was like, well, you know, what is it that you would, you know, what is it that I have to, how can I better serve you as a girlfriend number two, you know, virtual girlfriend? And he came back with, one, I needed to be serious about it. I'm like, okay. Told me you need to be serious about it. Then he said he don't want me to be afraid to ask him for what I need. And I don't know how to take that. but he said that I should get things to compensate you. To compensate me, yeah. You should get things to compensate you. I'm like, well, that's a tough order, because if you know me, I'm an independent woman. I, you know, no kids to be responsible for. I'm only responsible for myself. So if I want something, I just go ahead and go and get it. I'm not going to depend on anybody to do that for me. If you feel like you want to give me something, if you want to be there for me, if you want to support me in that way, by all means, I'm not going to turn it down. But I don't think I'll come out and ask you, can you get this or can you get that on a normal basis? But the simple fact that, one, I don't like to wait. I'm impatient about things like that. And two, it's disappointing when you don't follow through on it. You know, guys, to me, this is me, only my opinion. Guys sit up there and they tell you they're going to give you the moon, the stars, and the sun, but they want you to be realistic about the situation. So I'm being realistic on the situation. You ain't got it. That's it. That's my realization. You ain't got it. For whatever reason. I don't care what the reason may be. You ain't got it. If I want it, you ain't got it. I've been needing a computer for over 3 years. Not near one soul had it. But everybody was, oh, whatever you need, I got you. If you asked for it, I got you. Well, I need a computer. You know I need a computer. I told you I need a computer. Now, one person put out there, so I'm not going to sit up there and bank. You know what? I went out there, got the money. I got it myself. I need a new TV. Nobody helped me. You know what? I went out there and got it myself. So I'm not speaking out the end of my ass. I'm speaking from experience. It doesn't happen. For some people, it happens like that. For me, it don't happen like that. So that is just my opinion on the situation. If you have an opinion, by all means, call up, press 1. We'll talk about it. 805-830-8320. You know, my new form of communication is via internet. I'm on the internet 24/7. Literally, I'm on the internet 24/7. I got the mouse in my hand, and I'm asleep. And I wake up just the other day. Yesterday, it was. I was laying in the bed, had the mouse in my hand, and I popped up, and I started Googling. Because I swear to God, I was already on a computer. I was in talking to somebody, and they told me to find 5 nicknames for ground beef. So I popped up, and I started Googling. I started Googling ground beef. For real. No lie. I swear to God, up and down. Started Googling ground beef, and then I blinked, and I blinked again, and I blinked one more time because I couldn't get the word spelled out. For some reason, my fingers wasn't working. And then when I realized it, I was just asleep. Like, okay. But anyway, enough of my ranting. I see I have a caller with his hand up from the 773 area code. I think that's Chicago. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where you calling from?
It's your boy, Big Grimey, calling from Chattism. What it do?
What it do? Long time no hear from. How are you,
No doubt. I'm still on the land. I thought I'd drop out, surprise you a little bit, let you hear my voice, talk a little smack with you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been through Phone Fantasy in a while.
Yes, you haven't. I haven't spoken to you in a minute. How are things with you? You disappeared on me.
You know what? I was just listening to what you was just saying. But you know, like I'm on the computer. I'm not like you. Not 24/7 because you know I'm still off into the music thing. I'm still doing my thing, you know, and I stay very, 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 very busy. But you know, most of my time on the internet is a lot of promotion, so I do very little talking and socializing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I still drop in. I still check out my piece, you know. You my piece. I still check you out.
Well, thank you so much for checking me out. All right. This is, for those that don't know, Big Grimey Cold Flow Entertainment, yes?
Yep.
Cold Flow Radio, yes or no?
Cold Flow Radio, Cold Flow Clothing, Cold Flow TV. It's Cold Flow
Clothing TV? You done added to the entity?
Yeah, you know, what I do now is I do a little show on Ustream. So I go around and I hit a lot of the local spots, and I promote a lot of the new up and comings. I run into a lot of the guys here every now and then in the shot, and I just I just start broadcasting it. Like I interviewed Lil Chief Keef on my show. I interviewed D.A. Smart on my show. I interviewed Selena Johnson. These people I just bump into at the clubs here in Chicago, you know. And I just bump into them around. So, you know, I utilize the TV show for that, just, you know, socializing and keeping the world up on, you know, the Chicago music movement, because that's where I'm from, you know.
Right. Well, that sounds awesome. You know, hit me up with info so I can check you out, too. You know, to support you.
Oh, no doubt. I will. You know, I will.
So I'm talking about virtual relationship. I'm having a virtual relationship. As everybody knows, it all that I am single. So there's bed but Max, me and Max the Cat. Who's on Twitter, everybody, to go follow Max the Cat at Max the Cat Vibe on Twitter. But what do you think about virtual relationships? Do you think they exist? What are your thoughts about virtual relationships?
Virtual relationships. It's like a That's you know what that is. It's like, do you remember the chat lines that used to be out back in the day? You know, before the internet was really hot, and you call the chat line, and you know you'll meet people on the chat line. It's kind of like the same way. It's like the same way, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as that was like more close up, because you know you would meet people there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't quite like the internet, but the virtuality of it was still the same. You'd be talking to people from, and didn't know who they was from, wherever they was from any and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like good virtual fun, but that's how you got to look at it, like good virtual fun.
That's it. Harmless, safe. It's harmless and safe. Oh, for the safe. I'm not even going to get into the chat like where actually became real rough for me. But I was on the Mama Raven. I peeped that, and you know, I used to have conversations with these people hours on end. The phone glued to my ear, wake up, phone glued to my ear, go to sleep, phone glued to my ear. I don't know what it is about this virtual stuff. I just get addicted to it. But I was young. I was young at the time. It was like 10 years ago. We was like really going hard with it. But yeah, this guy, he's actually in my area. He's in my state, I should say. We've chatted on for 2-3 years now, and it was all in good fun when I said virtual relationship. You know, you feel like that sometimes when you're talking to somebody, you're having a conversation with somebody, and you reveal part of yourself that you wouldn't do in real life. Like, you know, your bestie or your significant other. Most say like people was really him saying, you know, he's cheating, he's doing this, he's doing that. But we've never done nothing. The most we shared was a hug. So, I mean, and the fact that I share my photos or my videos with him, he'll see them anyway. Because they're in the groups, so they're on, that's what I do. So, because I'm so immune to it now, I take it seriously. And like I said, I am single. So, you know, whoever deals with me knows part of my quote-unquote LaCrush Arch persona. You know, not the TCA that they know. So, yeah, that's my take on it. You know, definitely call and let me know your take on virtual relationships. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Call in, join conversation. Let me know your thoughts on virtual relationships. Right now, I'm going to take another quick break. And be right.
Just thinking about you, wondering if you wear the same cologne. Smell good on you. Had the next boyfriend of mine try that same kind, but it stunk on him though. You know what they say. Everything ain't for everybody, but I tried anyway. You sure did smell good. Hey, yeah, you just run across my mind. 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 Oh, you had that massive. You would spread my limbs
talk to me. She giving me the third degree. The peace is sure enough disturbed. I know I'm just getting on her nerve. She's the only one I need. We were truly meant to be. Can't nobody keep it real like my girl. Nobody in the whole wide world.
On Facebook, tweet me. My baby is the only one I freak see. She can't give it up for so long. Got a brother waiting by the phone. And I love her like sweet potato pie. Her forever put a twinkle in my eye. Cold blooded, but I can't get enough. Ooh, I love that girl so much.
Come home to me.
Come on home.
Favorite thing. She the kind of girl that make your heart sing like a fountain of love that you can't understand. I know her body like the back of my hand. It's enormous strength from way down south. Tender only take the words out your mouth, and the power of her love make you feel so good. That's why I love her like a grown man should.
Inclined. I am your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hart. That was a new joint from Ronald Ivory with My Favorite Thing featuring Kim. And before that, I clown. Right now, we are talking about virtual relationships. Got a lot of feedback. Last week, I was on Swing State of Mind with Trinity Blake, and we were talking about those type of things that happened. And one thing that popped into my mind just then was, you know, we don't tell our significant others everything. You know, in a perfect world, we would, but for some whatever reason it is, maybe we feel like they're going to judge us, or there's just certain things you don't, you know, discuss, or you can't, or you won't, for whatever reason, you don't discuss with your significant other. You should, but we don't do it. You know, there's things that you want to say to your family members, but you don't do it because you think you may hurt their feelings. Or they may look at you differently. I'm just saying everybody have secrets. But the one thing I do know about myself is that when it comes to the internet and being looked charged, about any and everything in person or person, but I'm a little shy in person. So, you know, when I get to the internet, I can just let my fingers do the talking for me. If it comes in my mind, I'm blurting it out. As you know, from listening to me on a radio show, I am raw, uncut, diamond. I'm just rough, just harsh with it in some cases. And if I really, really know you and we're really, really cool like that, then, yeah, you're going to get it just blunt, no curves, no nothing. But at the same time, I do believe in being classy about it, so to speak. You know, I'm not going to sit up there and say, yo, nigga, da-da-da-da-da. No, I'm like, yeah, guy. You know, so it's just the way. It's going to be the same thing. It's just going to be worded differently. You know, have a little finesse, which is a magic word. Y'all already know about the finesse word. Right now, I see I got the 225 area code on the line right now. Hey, little sugar, Miss Lady C from Louisiana.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing okay. I'm my grown and sexy right now. So how was your weekend, ladies?
It was nice. I had a good weekend.
That's good to hear. And how's the cafe coming along?
Oh, it's coming. It's coming pretty good. This is picking up.
Oh, okay. Well, one of tonight's topic is virtual relationships. I said I was in a virtual relationship with this guy that I always chat with. He's like my sexy virtual pen pal online. And I said to him last week, you know, you're like my boyfriend, everything I'm missing at home. You're like my virtual boyfriend. Because I talk about this guy. I talk everything to this guy, you know. And he said, well, I want you to be my number two. You know, and I took it and ran away, and I said, I'm in a virtual relationship. Now, I said that to Rick and Trudy, they had their little two say about it, you know. I think, what do you think about virtual relationships, especially if you're in a relationship? What do you think about it?
Virtual relationships, they're convenient. They're convenient because you can, it's like it's a relationship that doesn't take too much stress on you because you can put a picture, you make sure the picture they see is your good picture. They very rarely see you on a bad day unless you got webcam. Then when you do your webcam, you still make sure you're looking good when you go on there. You know, and I think a virtual relationship is never all truth. You always holding something back because you really don't know if they can deal with it. Then you're not sure if this person is giving you all of who they are.
Right.
You know. So
yeah, you know what?
They
could
say, I'm a lawyer and this is my time, you know, and then like, okay. You taking that, and sometimes it falls apart if you start looking at all the little things that come with it.
Right.
You know, pay attention to all the road signs.
Right. I totally agree with you. You know, there are some things that you do hold back. But, you know, the same thing with, say, if you had, you know, your regular boyfriend or your regular girlfriend, you know, you're still holding some back from them, too, because you don't think they can handle the truth or you know, you don't want them to look at you in a different light.
Yeah, you know? That's true. Most friends, I'm gonna put it like this, friends, people, they can't handle it. They'll say they can, but they really can't. They don't want to know all.
Right.
You know, because there was a guy I met, and he was saying, well, how long you been separated? Oh, it's been about 5 years. Well, how many guys have you been with? I said, oh, three. Wow, you really sold your wild oats. And I'm looking at the phone like, really? Three? He's like, three guys is wild oats. I'm like, well, damn, if I told you the truth, you would have a heart attack.
Right. So, you know,
so yeah, you hold back because you don't know what a person, you know, a lot of them, oh, I want all of you. I want the honest. I want the truth.
And they can't handle the truth.
They can't.
All the way up. They handle it. They're ready, but they're not built like that. And you know, sometimes you need that release. I'm not going to pay $200 an hour to go sit at a therapist when I can go online and pick up some stranger and tell them how my day went. I'm just saying.
Right.
No, I think that's what I think it is. Right.
I had a bad
and
day.
I know this is something that I was talking about not too long ago, and this is going to lead into the next topic. But at one time when you talk to somebody or you was trying to get to know somebody, you remember the time you spent hours. No, you hang up. And mind you, I never met this man a day in my life. Never seen this man but the pictures that he claimed he gave me. He could have gave me anybody pictures, and I don't know who it is. But
right.
I was on the phone with this man. You hang up. No, you hang up. Oh, you're so wonderful. Oh, you're this. And, you know, you don't want it to go beyond that because it's just so disappointing that he's not, you know, what you pictured, what you imagined in your mind. You know, he's like, oh, I'm 6'5", I'm 2'3", I'm, you know, dark skin, I got curly, wavy hair. You know, he's telling you everything that you think you want to hear. And he may be 6'5", and he may be 250, but damn, his lip is hanging all the way down to his chin, his nose is spread across his face. You know, he's just not the genuine you pictured to be, you know.
Right.
You know, he don't look like Paris, you know. But you know, that one instance, and I know I'm always disappointed after that one instance, and you are too, that one instance where you talk, you can be whatever you want to be, you know. And sometimes I catfished a little. I was 5'5", 25, I had hazel brown eyes, I was, I was cool because I wanted to be a lawyer, and you know, and that's the fun thing about this virtual relationship. I don't have that pressure on me. Like
right.
I said, it's convenient. I talk everything to this guy. I tell him really everything. If something's on my mind or I'm depressed, I tell this guy, words of, boom, back, I'm back. You know, so that's the only reason, that's the kind of friend we have. I'm just up here playing with my pussy every 5 minutes for him. It's that type of relationship. You know, it's not one of those situations where you have guys and the first thing they say to you is, hey, how you doing? Can we meet? Wait, what?
Right.
Yeah, like, wait. And I got that. I'm dead material. I'm being shot in people. And then the one artist they saw approach you decently, they live in California. Hey, that's the wrong side of the world, you know.
Right.
But that's my take on it, you know, on the whole situation. 20 minutes into the show? Jesus, where the time is going? But, you know, I'm in a virtual relationship. I posted on it. And I tell y'all this, guys, it's no better than a direct relationship because he hasn't talked to me since Thursday. So I'm feeling some type of way. Yeah, I text him because I don't, like I said, we don't text. We do not text. I text him and I thought I was being cute. I was, you know, being silly. Let me bring it up real quick. I Thursday came because y'all know I'm on air Monday to Wednesday. So when Thursday came, Thursday is like my weekend. You know, Thursday, you know, that's the start of my new weekend, you know. So Thursday came and I was like, good morning. I wonder if I'm saved in your phone. Because like I said, I don't think, who's this? I said, I guess I'm not stored in the database. It's me, you know, and I haven't heard from him since. That was 12:07 a.m. on September 20th, right after my show. I texted him. I haven't spoken to him since. He done posted. He done did this. He done did that. So I guess he's just enjoying his weekend. So I finally just sent him a message like, well, damn, you know, the weekend came and you forgot about girlfriend number two. So, I mean, it's all in good, you know. It's something to do. You know, something to do. It's all in good fun. Take it seriously.
Well, see, when you know that they're texting you, that is their security blanket when it's a text. When you have a real conversation, then that means there has to be a connection.
Nah,
and then you might find out more about them.
So then I'm not in a virtual relationship. I'm just wishing I am. And this leads into the next topic for tonight, which is celebrity crushes. virtual crush. That's what we're talking about. Your virtual crush or your celebrity crush. I'm going to tell you this. My first celebrity crush was Bobby Brown. Don't Be Cruel, 1989. Album dropped, 1988. I was at the video store getting the VHS of all his videos. They put him on VHS from the girlfriend video where he's wearing his little spandex and talking to the girl behind the door, looking through the peephole, to the Don't Be Cruel album. I even liked him up to the Good Enough album, the Humping Around album. I liked him all the way up. And then he got serious with Whitney, and I was like, okay, never mind. I think I got Whitney. That, you know, teeth was missing. He just wasn't hopping around for me anymore. But yeah, I had a celebrity. My first celebrity crush was Bobby Brown. What about you?
Okay.
You remember your first
Michael
celebrity?
Michael Jackson.
Really, Michael? Michael
was scared. Michael Jackson.
I'm gonna tell you this. Michael was not my celebrity crush because Michael scared me. First video I seen of Michael was Thriller.
Well, see, I knew Michael when he was just Michael, when he was the
right.
Little black boy with the afro and the full nose.
Right. I'm just saying, I'm an '80s baby, so when I first heard of a Michael Jackson or knew of a Michael Jackson, he was solo. And I remember coming down the stairs. I was at somebody here. I don't know who else it was. I was coming down the stairs, and they had the floor model TV. I remember the Woods floor model TV that sat big in every living room. I think everybody in the world had that TV.
Right.
and they had the TV on top of it. Once the TV came out, they just put it on top of it. But this
right.
You know, the model TV and a debut Thriller video. And I was so scared of that Thriller video. I was scared. I was like,
ABC,
yeah.
ABC 123.
I didn't know about him then. I knew about him from Thriller on up, you know, and I didn't get into Michael until about when I was getting into to the Bobby Brown, and that's when I started feeling Michael. And I did have the leather jacket though. That shit cut up my fingers, but I had the leather jacket. I did have the leather jacket Michael had, but it cut up my fingers because the zippers were so sharp. The zipper was so sharp, I wore that jacket in my hands anymore. I couldn't get my arms in it no more. I wore that jacket till I couldn't get my arms in it no more. And I had a cherry curl. Eee! Let me start in the 80s. Oh!
I had a cherry curl for a minute.
Oh, man. 1987, I had a cherry curl. I was 7. Oh, let me start about la 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 la. Yes, follow the drip. Drip, 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 drip. Oh, man, flashback. Oh, my head hurt. Oh.
See, oh, I never man. Had the drip because I would wash my hair and
no,
blow it dry and then put the stuff on it.
No, 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 no. You had to put the shower cap on and spray it. And
yeah.
I had to spray the gel and the... Oh, I tried to give myself a little wave. Oh, my God, a flashback to the 80s. You know, you had little combs. Try to get yourself a little, I got Indian in my family. Oh, my goodness. Just flashback to 1987.
Like
my eyes are crossed right now, guys.
I did not like the shower cap.
Yeah.
I was
the clear shower cap.
Yes. And the people walking down the street with the shower cap on, like, really? Really?
I got a hell of a beating when I got my Jerry curl. I got the hell of a beating because I'll tell you this. I went to the salon, and I thought she was giving me a roller set. She put these little rollers in. And it was still wet when I came, when the roller was out. It was still wet. You know, she put the rod rollers in. And
right.
I was kind of like, you foreigner, what the fuck is this? Da, 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 da. I was, ooh, girl, I was acting up. And she came, and my aunt came to pick me up, and she told my aunt everything I said. I was like, I didn't want this. I wanted this. Why'd she put this in my hair? Ooh, girl, I got tore up. right there in Brooklyn, too. Yeah, Flatbush. Yeah, I remember
yeah,
that.
Back
I
when
remember
it was okay to whoop you in public and not get arrested.
Oh, hell yeah. For the everybody. And I know I was in there just talking all grown because my aunt wasn't there. So I was just talking all kind of mess to this lady. And she was foreigner. You know, that right there, I was all kind of, listen, I remember that night so vividly. And come to find out, I passed in that same area not too long ago. I went on like a memory lane type thing one weekend.
Right.
I went on the public transportation. I started going on different areas that I used to live in. Crazy. It was a crazy weekend. It was very, very crazy. But, yeah. So, my first celebrity crush was Bobby Brown. Don't Be Cruel. And then it gets blurry after that. It gets blurry after that, you know, because then it was like I wasn't focused on that anymore. Excuse me. I was going through some hard times at that time. So that wasn't my main focus anymore until I got a little bit older. But, yeah, I was rolling hard with Bobby Brown. I remember going to the video store, and I remember my cousin taking the videotape and tearing it up, you know, pulling out the thing. So, yeah, she took the videotape and tore it up. And I was so...
Wow.
She tore it up, but I was sitting up there, and I wound it back in. I wound it back in, and listen, the VHS at the time was all tore up too, and we somehow maneuvered it, and I was able to watch it. It kept skipping, but I was able to watch it. Crinkle tape and all, I was able to watch it. Watch all his videos back to back. I think my favorite video, or my favorite song was Every Little Step I Take. Every Little Step was my favorite song. But anyway, that's just me. Give us a call, 805-830-8320, 805-830-8320. Who was your first celebrity crush? Call us and let us know. We're in the chat room as well. Shout out to the guest, 8657. Create a free account. Chat with us in the chat room. I'm in there. I'm on Twitter. I'm on everything. So definitely tweet me. I can see it at Phone Fan Radio or at LaCrush Hearts. And let's talk about it. You know, right now I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to be back in just a jiffy.
In the gentleman's club, substituting lap dances for love, love, love. Going home to an empty house, thinking who should I call for some fun? Hey, I never knew love until you love. Never thought that I'd fall in love till you brought out of me the man I always knew I could be.
This is LaCrush Hart inviting you to check out Phone Fantasy Radio 3 nights a week. First, tune in to the Monday Night Jukebox on Musically Inclined, followed by Thickly Packed and Full of Flavor Tuesdays on the Honey Suite. Finally, Wednesday nights, indulge in the forbidden fruits of sexuality with SSOM All the Way Live, the return of Swinging State of Mind with co-host Trinity Blake. Join us Monday to Wednesday, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern and 8 to 10 p.m. Central. Listen by phone. Dial 805-830-8320 and visit us online at www.phonefantasyradio.com. Good music for the soul, stimulating conversation for the mind. We are the best in adult entertainment. We are Phone Fantasy Radio. Oh, that was my first commercial, guys. Yay, me.
That's nice.
That was my attempt. I needed a commercial to, you know, post them different places and things of that nature. So that was my attempt right there. A little minute long video commercial that I did in a quick high second. Yes, like they were saying, Tuesday night is the Honey Suite. Which is tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Join us right here on blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio as we talk about the NYPD stop and frisk laws, as well as we'll be talking about political old politics making way for new politics. Do you think that some of these older politicians should step down and make way for the new politician or a new way of politics? We'll be talking about that tomorrow night on the Honey Suite. Hopefully I can get in touch with Mr. Black Reporter. He came up with this topic and now he's just been missing in action. Boo, Black Reporter, boo. I don't have the boo noise. I gotta get the boo noise. Boo. Like a boo, you Black Reporter. And that's what we're talking about. And then Wednesday is SSOM All the Way Live with co-host Trinity Blake, Swinging State of Mind radio show. It's our final show of 60 minutes. After Wednesday, we'll be going back to our full two-hour show. So Wednesday, join us from 9 to 10 as we kick it and just talk about some random stuff. It won't be that random. I just don't know what it is just yet. So right now, it's just going to be some random stuff, but we always have a good time. Like I said, Wednesday, Tuesday, Mondays, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here on blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. Tonight, we are talking about virtual relationships, and right now, we just slid into celebrity crushes. And I let everybody know that my first celebrity crush was good old Bobby Brown, 1989, Don't Be Cruel. Can I say that, though? Yes, he was my first romantic crush. Me and him was getting married when I was eight. We were getting married. That was the only man I was interested in marrying. And then I remember the video, My Name Is Not Susan, in the early 90s, and she just destroyed my whole vision of him. I don't know what happened. Something happened. I just was not digging Bobby Brown anymore. My Name Is Not Susan. I remember watching that video. She was wearing a baseball cap and a jumpsuit, and she's like, My Name Is Not Susan. I'm like, okay.
That's your name.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something. I don't know if he was in that video or something, but something about that video just turned me off to Bobby Brown. Like, this is the girl you like? Thinking like 20 years older than me. That's the girl you like?
For
my
real?
Look, my hot ass. And they say, your hot ass. You know, grannies tell you that. Hot ass. Dang your child flip. I was in my place.
Yes, they would tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Right. Get out of that grown man's face. I'm not even in his face. He's like 50 feet away from me. What are you talking about, lady? I'm crazy.
Yeah, you're too close.
Like, lady. So anyway, that was just the most thing. You know, call us up, let us know who was your first celebrity crush. 805-830-8320. Oh my goodness, celebrity crushes. Like, those are the first, I don't know, like, before I even thought about anybody on the block. Before I thought about anybody in school, it was the guy on TV.
Right.
No,
because you saw him in a different light.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to worry about rejection.
Yeah. I had one crush in school. I didn't have no more after that. I had one crush in school. One. That's it. Eighth grade. I remember. His name was Terrence Parker.
Are you listening, Terrence?
See, right. Are you listening? He's probably all fat and round and bald. He probably not. I just want to think he is. That's how I'm going to get through this life. He was my first and last crush. His name was Terrence Parker. He was so fine.
And you didn't ever tell him?
Actually, that's why he was my last. I didn't tell him. I was actually fooled. Somebody played a practical joke, which was no bueno. So that's what happened. He found out, but they announced it to the whole lunchroom type situation.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's why he was my last crush. All my other crushes were virtual. They were on TV.
To yourself.
Huh?
And you kept it to yourself?
Right, I just kept it to myself. There was a bad boy at the supermarket. But I never approached him and he never approached me. We just looked at each other longingly. We just looked at each other longingly. Huh?
Yeah, that maybe, well, maybe I'll talk to him.
We just looked at him longingly, like when he went to work, he would come around my block, he'll go around in a circle and come around the block, and if I'm sitting outside, he'll wave at me, and things like that we did, but, you know, it never, like, hey, how you doing, da, da, da. I never pursued it, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah. All in good fun, though, all in good fun. I was in a state of shock with my first crush, Terrence Parker. That just shot everything to smithereens. That was just like, I'm good. Like, I don't want to experience that again. That just was not a good look.
Yeah, it's sad when you know and someone's, I'm going to tell them, no, that I actually don't tell you nothing.
Well, no, what happened was a girl, like, I was a loner in school, and she came up to me, like, she was my friend, like you said, and she was asking questions, and she was like, you know, you got anybody in the class you like? And I was like, yes. Like, I was real shy and stuff, so I was like, yes, and I told her who it was, and she ka-ka-ki-ki and went back over to the cool people table, so to speak. And she was like, oh, my God, this girl right here. And it just went down here from there. You know, kids are really cruel. And it was just like a state of shock. Like, oh, my God, did she just do that? That's all right. I got her. Went to Donnie Park. I got her. Went to Donnie Park for 8th grade graduation, you know, school senior trip. So I got her then. But, yeah, it was no good. But anyway, that's my cruel life. My cruel life. 805-830-8320. Let's talk about your crushes. Celebrity crush, the real life crush. Do you have them? Crushes are the best, though. My crush is always virtual. I don't do real life crushes anymore. After that incident, it was very rarely that I liked somebody in real life. And I dreamt about him. Nope. I think I had a crush on Jaheim when he first came out. Jaheim. What else? Who else? That was it. It was Jaheim, Bobby Brown. I like anybody that's over 6'6", so that's just me. What about you, Lady C? Any real life crushes back in the day? Ladies, any real life crushes back in the day?
Yeah. I did.
It was hard. I mean, I was a tomboy.
So it
was like, yeah, and I had older brothers, so I hung out with them and their friends. And nobody saw me, but, you know, she, football, wrestling, and all that. That's what they saw me as. They didn't see me as the girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the thing. And then comes puberty.
Interesting. Oh.
Yeah. When puberty hits in, you're like, really? Really, dude? His name was James Harris. I was a freshman in high school. I was 14 and he was 17.
Oh.
I just thought he was so handsome. I'm like, wow, he is gorgeous. Yeah, he was, but he didn't think I was.
Oh, they suck.
Yeah, found
now
out.
Now you be like, look at me now, right? I'll be looking
right.
up. You know what? I'm not even going to front. I did look up Terrence on Facebook, and he don't have a Facebook page. I want to see what he looked like now. So I typed in his name, and he probably do have it, but it just wasn't under that name.
Right. That's what I want. I did a couple of people. I looked for a couple people like, okay, they're not showing up. Wonder are they there or what? You know, so, yeah. That's one of those things you be like, wonder where they are. What's happening? Do they, you know, as we grow up, you realize that some of the stuff you said to people, like, you know, y'all really did like us. Y'all just didn't know how to say, I think you're cute. You know what?
You know what? That happened to me with Terrence. He approached me.
Wow.
He approached me after I went to high school. I started high school, and he approached me, but I was just so turned off by the whole situation that I was like, I don't have a crush on you no more. But he did approach me. He was like, hey, you know, Tisha, come here. Like, I was coming from school one day. But I was cute back then. When I started high school, I could have sworn I was cute, so. Once I got into my sophomore year, I know, I think I'm lying. Once I got to my junior year in high school, I was awesome because my uniform looked like I worked for the MTA. So all the older guys would come and approach me. Yeah. But it was kind of embarrassing when they call your house and you're on punishment. Who's this? She can't come to the phone. And you know, everybody parent done did this. She on punishment. She don't get no privileges.
Right. They made sure everybody knew.
Right. And then if he said, I'm too grown, how old are you? You know she only 17. You should be ashamed. Oh, Jesus. So embarrassing. There was this guy like that named Alan. He had curly hair. He was muscular. And I wasn't even dressed in my uniform. I remember I had on a nice little knee-length skirt. It had flowers on it. And it showed off my calves. Ha-ha! I know I didn't look 17. Cat up.
You know you were looking older.
Max an asshole. He just knocked my head off the wall. Max fucking beat that cat up. He just knocked my headphones off. But yeah, I remember his name was Alan, and I remember getting in trouble. And he was waiting for me at the train station. He would wait for me. I was a hot ass. Look, I was a hot ass. I was feeling myself. And when I started wearing makeup, I would turn on my little, I had black lipstick at the time. You know, that's when the color shades came out.
Right.
The lens, I had the blue lens shades. You know, I remember that, being a hot ass. Yeah, I didn't have no book bag no more. I had the little shower, the shoulder bags now. It was no longer a book bag. It was a shoulder bag. I done upgraded it. I wasn't wearing sneakers anymore. I was wearing my little shoe with the heels on them. Those are the good old days.
If you look back and you say, if I knew then what I knew now, wow, I would have had so much control.
If I knew then what I know now,
yeah,
I don't think it would have made a big, look, I don't think it would have made a big of a difference.
It would have made a difference.
No, it probably would. I probably would have went out more. I probably would have been more adventurous. I wasn't really that adventurous. I was always a homebody. I really was. I was always
okay.
A homebody.
Huh? Yeah, we didn't go because we used to tell everybody, oh, we're going to a party, and our party would be us sitting at home doing something. Me and my sisters, we weren't allowed to go out. But we're going out. We're going to a party.
Unless you're going out with 5 million people. You couldn't go out by yourself.
Right.
So it had to be like 12 of y'all, 13 of y'all going out. I remember that. I ended up going out on one of my stepsister's dates with her. Like, she had to go on a date. She had tagged me along with her.
I used to go with my big sister like that, too. If she was going on a date, I'd end up in the car with her. That's when I started. And it was so funny. He had brothers around my age, so they would hook me up with the brother so that they could go do what they were doing.
Oh, no.
And his brother would be sitting down there talking to me, and they would disappear.
Oh, see, you was lucky. I was there by myself. So I was all up in their face. What y'all doing? What y'all talking about? What's this?
No,
I want this. Can I have this? Yeah, he took us to Times Square, Midtown, Manhattan, and we went to the movies, and I was just all in their face. They couldn't no kissing, no nothing. What y'all doing? They give me some money. Go to the arcade or something. Come back. Y'all try to leave me. I'm not going nowhere. Y'all try to leave me. We going home yet? I'm tired of walking. We going home yet? Why y'all walking so close? I walk in the middle of them. I remember, too. That was my way of getting back because, you know, she used to torture me because she was older. Oh, yeah, I was going to get her back. What? I was all in their face. There was no kissing, no holding hands. Couldn't do none of that. I was all up in their face. No privacy. In the movie theater, I kept getting up. Had to go to the bathroom. I don't even remember the movie we seen. I just know I kept getting up. I gotta go to the bathroom. Just
my sister would say, you're just gonna be quiet. Keep it quiet. Just don't say nothing. What do you mean don't say nothing? I would talk, and then, like, so they got us. Y'all sit over here. Y'all eat y'all popcorn, and we're gonna do this. They'd be over in the other section. Where they went? Why they went over there? I wanna know why they went over there. Why they not sitting with us no more?
His name was Neil. I remember that.
What do y'all do? Where did y'all go? Went to the movies? And she would roll her eyes and be like, if you tell, I'm going to get you. And I used to wait and say, we didn't do nothing much. Me and his brother were sitting over there talking, and they was up there watching the movie, too. She'd be like, you told. No, well, they asked what I did. I can't lie to Mama and Daddy. Lie when it's good for you.
That was us.
They
tricked me. It's like, oh, I was so trustworthy. I was just so gullible as a kid because they used to ask me stuff and then they tell on me once I told them. So I'm like, all right, I got you. Well, it goes around, come back around. I'm going to get my revenge. It may not be today. Might not be this year, but I'm going to get my revenge. So,
I used to get my brother.
It was one of her friends.
Time.
Oh, I did have a crush on one of her friends. I had a crush on her friend. His name was Corey, and he was a delivery man for the Briscoe. Like, he delivered all the cookies. And he always come by. He always come by with a bag of cookies. I think that's why I liked him. He always came by with my favorite cookies. And he had this real nice car. Like, he, you know, back then he decked out his car. He had like one of those big cars that he had the neon lights inside of it and underneath it. He decked out his car. I always jump in his car when he came by. I did have a crush on him. His name was Corey.
Interesting. You want some cookies?
Some milk and cookies. You guys come by with a big bag of the big thing of cookies from the Briscoe. He was the delivery man. So he would deliver, you know, all the cookies around. And I like peanut butter. So he came by with the nut butter cookies. I think that's why I liked him. I got to sit in back of his I sat in the back seat of his car with the music blasting while he was conversing. I just sat there and ate my cookies. So sad.
I had to keep her quiet.
Give her
a cookie.
My life is so sad. She's like, you got
some cookies.
I remember she used to tease me about that shit. Oh, man. So sad. So sad. Well, folks, we are talking about celebrity crushes, real-life crushes, virtual crushes, all that good stuff. Give us a call, 805-830-8320, 805-830-8320. Press 1, join the conversation. We're also in the chat room right now. Who was your first celebrity crush, we're asking? What are your thoughts about virtual relationships and so forth and so forth? So I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back. Right back.
From Brooklyn, Bastille 18.
But actually, I wrote this poem. It's an open letter to my son, but I wrote it 2 years ago before there was any indication at all that there was that this was going to happen. I fear that you will never sleep. That like these fingers long and too thin to hold wings or commitments, you will inherit your mother's insomnia, your father's restless spirit. Child, I wish I could quiet all your questions, tell you the exact number of stars in the sky. I wish I could show you where the moon goes at sunrise. I want to give you one morning worth rising for. I pray that you will close your eyes. See the world through the only thing I have fit to pass down to you, this heart of a dreamer, but I want you stronger, sooner, want you kind and brave, want you unafraid to fight for what you believe and need, want you beautiful and free, want you nothing like your mother. This girl, trembling before each new day, this girl frightened of herself, love, this girl who finds the word woman a cloak too heavy to don most days. You deserve someone who wears the moniker like banner, carries easy like sun in summer. But child, what can I tell you of peace when you're probably conceived in a cacophony of questions? Still, I think of you as possible. Can feel the breath of God light against your skin, can hear you, softness, eyes closed, laughing, real as the beating staccato against my chest. I wish that we are not too much like shadow and brick, voices thrown against walls, these hands are tired of building. I want you to like me, to know me now. In moments like this, your mother lays awake, watching yet another morning from the wrong side, practicing slow, this breathing that will one day usher you into this world. I still fear that you will never know sleep. But I know that I need your laughter, need the gentle curve of your fingers, need your eyes locked on mine, need you here, now, for balance. I still think you deserve more than this threat of me as your mother, still attempting her own world of colored things. But child, just promise me that you will be, eventually. I need your possibility like I need a night worth sleeping for. Thank you.
From Chicago.
Having you
Inclined. I am LaCrush Hearts. I have Lady C representing Louisiana, holding strong
hey.
Out there in Baton Rouge. Oh man, we are now into the fall season. That was
yes.
Cheryl Pepsi Riley. Thanks for my child, and we had some spoken word before that. We're down to the last 30 minutes of the show. And we're talking about celebrity crushes and just flashback into the 80s. Celebrity crushes, childhood crushes that I've had and all that good stuff in between. We had a chat room right now. Shout out to guest 10896 that just jumped in there. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Give us a call. Join the conversation. 805-830-8320. Remember, I'll be back on air tomorrow night. 9 p.m. Eastern, we talk about the stop and frisk law being unconstitutional, and we're going to, you know, look into that. We're also going to look into politics. Should older generation of politicians retire or step down and make way for the new generation of politics? Are we ready to actually let go of the reins and share those views? Or, you know, we're going to really just talk about some politics. So hopefully Black Reporter will join us tomorrow. I'll call him and see, folks. Some folks have been looking for him, Black Reporter. He's like, no women have been looking for me. I'm like, Lady C, does she count? I said, Lady C, does she count? He was like, regular. I can talk to her anytime. She's regular. I can talk to her anytime. Really? Really, Black Reporter?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, really. Right, really.
That's what I'm talking about.
Shout out to my virtual boyfriend. He just sent me a message.
Are.
Yeah, you know who you right. You know who you are. Oh no. So, yeah. I don't have a real boyfriend. Like, my boyfriend is Max the Cat. Mind you, y'all can go follow Max on Twitter at twitter.com/MaxTheCatVibe. You know, people been hating on the fact that Max got a Twitter account. Why are y'all hating on my Max? Max didn't do nothing to y'all. I had to block somebody over the weekend because I was promoting Max's Twitter account. Like, y'all go follow Max. Somebody was like, really? Your cat got a Max? I don't get it. She's like, I don't get it. I was like, block.
Apparently you block. Don't.
I was like, yeah, you ain't got to get it. Block. How about getting that? Block. I had a video of Max taking a shower. Yes, my cat takes showers. So I had a video of Max taking a shower on my page. She's like, oh, my God. I have to. She wrote, what's up with that bathroom? I was like, it's clean. What do you mean, what's up with the bathroom? Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. Look, people are calling me. Ow. Ow. I got a phone call I should answer right now. 917-741. Do I know that number? Why that number sound familiar? Oh, no. I don't know that number. I'm going to start answering my calls.
I'm working. Why are you calling me while I'm working?
They always do, don't they? They always do. Phone don't blaze. It don't blaze at night.
You know, don't call me on this day. You know.
Like, I just started doing this yesterday, so they don't know that I'm on air. Really? Ooh, and they going ham. See that? I don't even know what that is.
They're coming to call. They want to talk.
They want to talk. They can wait, damn it. I'm off air.
They're looking for such and such and such. Oh, no, they're not here.
Stop. I need to stop playing with my emotions. Yeah, so tomorrow we're talking about stop and frisk. I'll also be talking about politics. And then I went back on Wednesday with Trinity Blake, co-host for Swingin' State of Mind, SSOM All the Way Live. And that's a 60-minute show, guys. So, you know, you got to come in the first hour, or you'll miss out on a show. But no worries. We're going back to our 120-minute show next week, which is the October, beginning of October. We'll be going back there, so. Somebody asked me if I was going to visit Boston anytime soon. Hell no, I ain't going to Boston. Boston.
Boston.
I'm not going to no Boston. Why would I go to Boston?
Boston is a nice place to visit.
Boston. Go to Boston. I don't know.
Where you went? I went to Boston.
I went to Boston for some Boston beans. What's in Boston I can eat? I can go to Philly. They got cheesesteaks. What do Boston got? You know, like, what signature food they got out there that if you come to this state, you just have to have, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you go to Philly, you just have to have a Philly cheesesteak at this restaurant. If you go to New York, you just have to have cheesecake at this restaurant. Like, I don't know what they have out there in Boston.
You
have to have it. No, they don't. No, they don't. I do want to go on a trip, though, so I might go out to Boston. My birthday is coming up in November. Maybe that's something I can do for my birthday. Go to a neighboring state for a little while.
Neighboring state.
Yeah, neighboring state. I'm not going that far. Look, I'm not going that far. Gotta be within 3 hours. Go to neighboring state. Gotta be within 3 hours. So what's that? We got Jersey, we got Connecticut, we got Delaware, we got Philly, Philadelphia. What else we got? Pennsylvania, I mean. Right, Massachusetts, that's within the range, right? 3 hours. What else? I don't know. We'll see. Somebody said, I like your pics, too. Beautiful boobs. They like my pics, beautiful boobs. I like these messages I get. I tell y'all, y'all think I be lying when I tell y'all. I'm going to start screenshotting these messages. When I delete these guys, I'm going to screenshot their message. One guy hit...
Gorgeous.
Huh?
They're going to tell you gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. One guy hit me up and said, "Sup, sexy, how you doing? Thanks for the ad." I was like, "Okay, I'm well." He said, "Much thanks to the ad, beautiful, like your curves." I said, "Thank you." He said, "My pleasure, beautiful. How your men and kids doing?" Wait, hold up. I said, "They good." Nowhere in there. He was like, "Your man must be lucky to have a cute lady like you." I'm like, okay. I just left it at that. Then I went to his profile. That nigga's in Africa.
You know they love to talk to us because I found out that they really hit on the bigger women, thinking that they need that. You know, some of the stuff. If you remember, if you ever pay attention to what they say when you're chatting with them, they always get their stuff in trouble. They repeat stuff that they lied about, and you know, I went, no, you said this, you said that.
Right.
What are you talking about? You told me something different.
Right. No,
how do you
I
know
mean,
that?
Well, I get that a lot. For some reason, people are always telling themselves. One guy said, "I'm single. I've been single. I can't deal with my wife." Da 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 da. Valentine's Day came. He was all over Facebook. "Hey, happy Valentine's Day to my wifey." Wait, hold up. Didn't you just tell me you were single?
He was for that moment.
But this is the thing. This is the thing I be telling people. I'm not going to the state to meet you. I'm not leaving the comforts of New York to go to Las Vegas, to Chicago, Detroit, Michigan. I'm not doing none of that. So I don't know why you got it in your head that we going to meet. Unless you come to New York City and then barely I'll meet you then, I'm not meeting you. So you don't have to lie to me. I'm not on here to meet you. I'm on here to get your money. I don't have to meet you to get your money. I don't have to meet you to meet you, get your money. I got PayPal.
PayPal works real well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got PayPal. I got to meet you to get your money. Just know my email. Shout out to my phone. It is blazing right now. I don't even know where I dropped it at. I dropped it somewhere. Somebody's calling hard body. And they texting me. Get out of here. Ain't nobody home.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody home. Look, I can't find it. I done lost it. It's somewhere around me. Oh, look, I done lost it. It's somewhere around me. But anyway. I think that's it. I think I covered everything I need to cover tonight. We'll be back on air tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern. You going to join us tomorrow, Lady C, or you'll be busy?
I plan to. I don't see anything in my
immediate future.
Plans for tomorrow.
The way you said that, I'm like, I don't see nothing in your crystal ball. Like,
got nothing on the agenda.
Okay.
It's open.
It's open. Sounds good. Sounds good.
They want to talk to you.
They do something. I'm going to get that. It better be somebody I like, too. Feeling some type of way right now. All right, folks. I guess that's my cue to go. We're going to end the show 20 minutes early. We did a good job. 20 minutes on the dot. Tune in tomorrow night. Lady C, enjoy your evening. Everybody, thanks for tuning in to Musically Inclined on La Crush Hearts, and I am signing off right now.